The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
6 o'clock. Something else we'll talk about after 6 o'clock as well. We'll have the political panel assembled to look ahead to the week in politics, and there's only one really issue on the agenda this week, and it is the budget. And we're going to talk a little bit about one thing that is likely to be in the budget. Well, it's going to be in the budget. It's been reported today, certainly in the newspapers, that Norma Foley has fought tooth and nail with some of her Cabinet colleagues to secure 1,000 extra places for special needs assistance. Sounds good, certainly on the face of it. I wonder what the truth is, though, behind the headlines. Well, to help us navigate all of this, I'm joined by Dervla McDonagh. She's the CEO of Inclusion Ireland. And with us as well is Tracy Carroll. Tracy, many of you will remember her name. She's been a regular contributor on this show. She's been campaigning for a more inclusive model, particularly for her daughter, Willow. You're both very welcome to the show. Dervla, look, maybe I was a little cynical in my introduction to you there. I mean, on the face of it, it has to be good news, 1,000 extra places.
Absolutely. And I suppose at Inclusion Ireland, we welcome any investment in children with intellectual disabilities and disabilities and in terms of them accessing the right to education. So, of course, it's broadly welcome, but we do need to look at the detail behind it and understand that a little bit more, because we would expect year on year that there would be an increase in SNAs across the country as additional special classes are opened and as the needs grow. So it's not surprising to see 1,000 additional SNAs as being required when you see the number of special classes opening across the country. Our question would be more around how many of those SNAs are being diverted towards mainstream education and how many are going into special classes. So we would like to see a little bit more detail.
Yeah, I wonder to what extent that headline about Norma Foley fighting tooth and nail for this with her Cabinet colleagues is a little bit of budget drama manufactured by government. But listen, we'll set that aside for a moment. The fact is they are coming. We don't know exactly the breakdown or who is going where. But if I start from the position that, you know, we have a shortfall in SNAs and special needs teachers at the moment, and 1,000 extra places would be keeping pace with new units opening up
Absolutely.
And new classrooms, it would suggest that we need more than 1,000, actually.
Absolutely, over time. And we're also suggesting that we need to look at the model of education as well. If we are going to go down the road, as we need to under the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, that children should be able to access their local schools and mainstream education, then we need to look at the whole model around education as well. So it's not just the numbers of SNAs, it's about the class sizes. And we were suggesting in our pre-budget submission from Inclusion Ireland that we look at reducing class sizes over time from currently where they're over 30 down to, in an ideal world, to around 20, so that there could be really inclusive education and that every child, no matter what their needs, could be included in their local mainstream class. But we're a long way off that at the moment.
Okay, well, I want to talk about what that model looks like exactly and how we get there in just a moment. But I mentioned Tracy Carroll, who's been campaigning along these lines, particularly when it comes to her daughter, Willow. Tracy, you're very welcome to the show, and it's good to talk to you. Again, as Dervla said, I'm sure you welcome this announcement.
Yeah, it's great to see it. I suppose it's a stepping stone to the way forward. There's a lot of work to be done. And like Dervla said, we'd like to see inclusion for everybody. But, you know, for my child and children that would present like Willow, it doesn't really mean a whole lot, because the problem for Willow is that she needs nursing support. So an SNA is not really going to get her into a school. So and the problem that lies with that is there's not enough special education classrooms available. We know the problem I've come up against. There was one in our area which is completely outmaxed and way extends the next 2 to 3 years. So we approached our local school and thankfully everybody was in support, but it's still not yet built. And when that model is there, and you know, our idea of inclusion for Willow to go to the mainstream school is in a special classroom within the school, but we need nursing support. So that for us is I suppose, a different ball game. So there's a lot of work to be done, and you know, they need to look at the broader spectrum as well. It's great to see the SNAs, and every step forward is great, and it, you know, opens doors for other families and gives them that bit of support, I suppose. But for us, you know, it doesn't really mean much change.
Yeah. And I don't want to kind of look begrudgingly at what is on the face of it good news. But are you frustrated then, Tracy, at the pace of that change?
Well, I suppose, you know, I didn't expect too much, to be honest, Ciarán. Everything is sort of slow progress. And I think in the last years, you know, the doors have kind of opened a bit more to see that inclusion is needed, and that, you know, inclusion in education is really what we should be aiming for and moving forward. So it hasn't been allowed for. And, you know, it's only now, I think, that, you know, we're really seeing that every plan going forward must facilitate an inclusive classroom for every child, no matter what their ability is. So it's, you know, we're kind of peddling backwards, I suppose, and trying to catch up on where we were. And year on year, the demand is greater. So we're not meeting this year's demand. So we're always kind of going to be on the back foot. So we just need to keep pushing harder and ensure that, you know, every year there is an increase. And not only for the SNAs being employed, but that also that they are continuously trained and that, you know, they're kept on, you know, informed of what's going on, and that the classrooms are facilitated with the needs of the child, because every child is going to, you know, present differently and their education needs are going to be different. So that each is met on an individual basis. And, you know, that's where I would be looking as well on what way that model is going to be developed. Yeah.
Well, listen, Tracy, don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Dervin McDonough of Inclusion Ireland is still here as well. So, Dervin, you mentioned as well that the model we need to work towards, the fully inclusive model, how does that look on a school by school basis?
Yeah, and I would chime in with Tracy there around, you know, the full inclusion of children isn't just about the special needs assistance. It is about the broader team as well. So if I was to paint a picture of the ideal world of an inclusive classroom, it would be a low number of children with any child with any kind of needs could be supported there. So looking at classroom sizes of around 20. We'd also be looking at multidisciplinary supports provided to children within the class. And Tracy mentioned also about that individual plan for children. So we have legislation in Ireland, the EPSON Act 2004, and that hasn't fully been commenced. And what that legislation should actually do is provide every child with an individual assessment of their educational needs. And once they have that, then the supports are built around that individual child to meet their needs, no matter what setting that they're in. And unfortunately, that part of the EPSON Act has not been commenced yet. So we are actually calling on government as well to look at that and to, I suppose, address that issue so that children can be met as individuals within whatever setting they're in. So that's the vision.
You know as well as I do, the government could commence that tomorrow, and the very first thing that would happen is you just have a waiting list. A waiting list for people to be assessed, because in all other areas of children with additional needs, they're all, find me one that isn't on a waiting list for some sort of assessment.
Agreed. Absolutely. And that does, you know, it brings us on to that topic around, you know, again, looking at this is an announcement around special needs assistance, but we also need to look at what other supports children need. And that is therapeutic supports as well. And in the case of Tracy's child, that is about nursing supports also. So we do need to look at a system of building capacity there as well. And there are enormous waiting lists. So people are waiting for assessment, as you said, and then people are waiting for intervention. And by the time they get it, they've aged out of early intervention, they've moved into the school system, and they've missed out on a whole lot of time. So, yeah, we absolutely need to start at the beginning of a child's life and build those supports in there.
So there's a question of resources and infrastructural change. To go back to that infrastructural change, obviously that's a doing away of the kind of the old model of special schools, as it were. What about this, you hear reference to kind of special classes in a mainstream school? Like, how does that fit into the ideal model?
Yeah, and I suppose they do exist. There's about 2,100 of them around the country at the moment. So how that works currently is there's about 6 children per class. You'd have a teacher and then 2 special needs assistants. And that the numbers of those classes are growing year on year. And I suppose what we're asking, that is the reality. And a lot of children need that type of education at the moment. And we would say that that's also because we're not building the capacity of the mainstream schools to support children to have inclusive education. So we need to do both, and we need to start building mainstream schools capacity so that children can be included in the regular classroom as well.
Those special classes, they're an improvement on the old special schools, as in that, you know, that awful thing of sending all those children off into kind of one school out of sight, out of mind, to a degree. They're an improvement on that, but they're not where we want to be in terms of all those children in the classroom with every other kid.
Well, look, not to be too negative about those special schools as well. They provide an amazing
No, they did, sorry. And maybe that was a bit dismissive of them, but I suppose I move away from that culture.
In an ideal world, you know, and we do have to be a little bit idealistic, we should be moving progressively step by step towards inclusive education. And absolutely, that involves changing the model within the mainstream school, and it involves supporting teachers so that that model can be changed. So teachers need education, training. Tracy mentioned earlier that SNAs are going to need ongoing training, absolutely, so that people can be included meaningfully.
Well, Tracy is still with us as well. Before I let you go, Tracy, how is Willow today?
Yeah, she's good. We did a couple of rough weeks. I've started her in the Montessori. I'm going with her to support her. So we had a few fun days there. So she's in the mainstream Montessori, which is attached to Noah School. No nursing support, so I'm actually taking her. So she enjoyed that, but unfortunately then she got picked up all the doses that are going around there. We're looking forward to Saturday,
Kieran. Yeah.
Well, we're all planned for Saturday, so we'll see you at the run.
Oh, great, great. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to seeing Willow as well and everyone. Listen, and thanks a million.
Thank you, Kieran.
Thanks. We'll talk to you again soon, Tracy, and I'll see you Saturday. Tracy Carroll, who has been a long time campaigning on this issue for her daughter Willow, and still some ways to go there. And Dervin McDonagh as well, the CEO of Inclusion Ireland. Dervin, thanks a million for coming into us here in studio. Plenty still to come here on the Married Shoulder. I mentioned...